Well, welcome to the Sportscast, December 27th, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, X, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You visit our website, thesportscast.net, or you can follow us on the Sportscast One on X. Check out our app, the Sportscast for iOS. You could also follow us on Instagram at the Sportscast One. Week 16 was a lot of football games during the Christmas weekend. Games from Thursday through Monday. Three games on Monday and Christmas Day. Quite an incredible weekend. And joining us all the way from the Cleveland Browns Stadium, Dan Madden. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Yeah, good to be back live from Cleveland. I'll be live tomorrow. I'm going to the game tomorrow, so I'm just getting primed up for that.
No, yeah. Big game on Thursday versus the Jets, I believe. So we're looking at a good game going on. Hopefully your Browns are looking good, because Flacco and a new Cooper are finding some chemistry, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing. I mean, there's nobody happier to see Flacco there than Amari Cooper right now. You know, he had over 250 yards receiving, and they're just got great chemistry right now. So it's exciting to see Flacco throwing his third consecutive game of over 300 yards. It's pretty impressive considering he was on his couch about a month ago. So
a month ago, retired, did not do well with the Jets. The last time he did really well was with the Baltimore Ravens. But this Cleveland Browns team, it's a good fit for him. Is it a coaching system? Is it is he at a better scenario versus the Jets?
Yeah, no, much better scenario. I mean, the Browns' defense is, you know, top couple in the league. I mean, so that helps, not asking them to do too much. But the surprising thing, I think, is even with Chubb going down, I mean, their running game was what the Browns were built on. And he's dropping back and passing more than they're running right now. I mean, they only had around 60 yards rushing this past week. So that's what I think is the gunslinger. I mean, he just draws back. And with Flacco, you're going to get some picks. That just, you know, happens. But he always finds a way to get some drives going at the end and finds a way to win. And they can clinch the playoff this week, and I'll be there. So it's going to be a crazy atmosphere in Cleveland tomorrow night, prime time.
Who would have thought starting off the season with Deshaun Watson, now being with Joe Flacco. So things are changing up in Cleveland. Maybe another playoff run. They're in the hunt. They're not in the bubble yet. But if things go well, they could clinch on Thursday, which Dan will be there. And yeah, which is a winnable game against the Jets. You can't ask for anything better than that.
No, exactly. Yeah, definitely winnable game, but you just can't take it for granted. You just got to go in and play the game and make some plays and get the win.
Get the win, exactly. Well, that's what Dan's all about. That's what the Cleveland Browns are all about. Dan, are you ready to recap week 16 of the
Let's
NFL?
Let's do it.
Let's get this party going. Let's start first off with the Pittsburgh Steelers, who have turned things around with their Mason Rudolph, who was a thirsting quarterback a couple of weeks ago, led the Steelers, threw for 290 yards and two touchdowns for wide receiver George Pickens. The Steelers also picked off Jake Browning three times, Dan, and Pickens scored two big plays.
Yeah, how about it? Rudolph saves Christmas, right? Isn't that, you know, they didn't let him play in the games, and, you know, everyone was making fun of him. No, but I mean, what a story. I mean, it's the year of a backup quarterbacks in the NFL. I mean, it's just truly crazy to see how that go down, but he got his chance again and was able to get connections with Pickens. You know, there ain't nobody happier seeing him behind center than Pickens right now. He was kind of in the doghouse for not blocking last week, but kind of made up for it this week, Pickens did. So, yeah, big win for the Steelers, and they still have a chance. So who would have thought?
Who would have
a couple weeks ago?
Who would have thought And we'll see what happens with this young Steelers team. Mike Tomlin turned things around. He's also planning for his job, I believe. Josh Allen did his part Saturday night by rushing for two touchdowns and throwing for one, but it took a 29-yard field goal by Tyler Pass with 28 seconds remaining for the Bills to escape with a 24-22 victory over the Chargers. This game was pretty interesting. I had a feeling the Bills were going to scrape this out.
Yeah, kind of closer than most people thought. It was a trap game for the Bills, but you know, they got enough plays with Allen throwing for 15 for 21, 237 yards. He had a good drive at the end of the game. So, you know, this Bills team clicking at the right time, and they could be a force coming in the playoffs.
Last game against Miami, maybe to take the AFC East title game. We'll see what happens in a few weeks from now. The New York Jets defeated the Commanders 30-22. However, the Commanders did have a good game with their backup. Jacoby Brissett led the Commanders to a 28-27 lead. In the late game, the Jets scored a 54-yard field goal by Greg Zuerlein to win the game. Jacoby Brissett will be starting this weekend against the Niners. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I always liked Jacoby when he was at the Browns, so it's able to give him a spark. You know, a little surprise on the Jets. I mean, I'm sure some of their fans, you know, don't want the win so they could get some better draft picks to go with along with Rodgers next year. But, yeah, good win there.
Trevor Siemian, the Jets quarterback, finished 27 of 49 for 217 yards with a touchdown pass and interception, the first start in place of injured Zach Wilson. The Detroit Lions has clinched the NFC North the first time in over 20 years, Dan. They clinched it. No, actually, for the first time in 30 years. In a playoff spot since 2016, Jamar Gibbs had two rushing touchdowns. Amon-Ra St. Brown had 106 receiving yards and a third-quarter go-ahead score. And Afata Mifunawu had a game-stealing interception at the five-yard line with 49 seconds left to lead the Lions past the injury-ravaged Vikings 30-24.
All I know, Jesus must be coming back. If the Browns and the Lions have 10 wins in a year, I mean, that never happens. But, yeah, Goff had a good game, completed 75% of his passes. Mullins' experiment, not looking good right now. Quarterback issues, four picks. Had a lot of yards, but just four interceptions, couldn't overcome that.
Congrats to Detroit Lions. They're making it all the way. Let's go to Cleveland. The Browns' offense was a highlight of the game, with Amari Cooper and Joe Flacco being nearly unstoppable. Cooper broke the franchise record with 265 receiving yards, two touchdowns, and a two-point conversion. Kareem Hunt touchdown run of the season extended the Browns lead 34-6. What are your thoughts, Dave?
Yeah, no, another impressive win from the Browns. I mean, just truly remarkable what Flacco's doing. Just lighting it up, connections with Ndoku, Cooper. Their defense had another good game. And really, I think they can win out. I think they'll win this week, and the Bengals game should be close next week. But Jake Browning kind of had a coming back to reality moment this past week. So, but yeah, really excited for that win. Big win. It was without CJ Stroud, so I thought the Browns would win, and they did. They wanted to make it a little interesting the score. Wasn't really as close as the game appeared, but they got the win.
Case Keenum, who was replacing CJ Stroud over a concussion, threw for just 62 yards with two interceptions in the second start in place of Stroud. But they put in Davis Mills. I remember him late in the third quarter. Did not help out. Congratulations to the Browns. Maybe make it to the playoffs by this Thursday. The Packers beat the Panthers 33-30. That was that close. The Packers held a 23-10 lead at halftime and 30-16 in the fourth quarter. But Bryce Young, who threw for a career high 312 yards, rallied the Panthers from a 14-point deficit with quarter touchdown passes to DJ Chark to tie the game at 33 with 4 minutes and 5 remaining. But the Packers were able to pull off the win in Carolina.
Yeah, you know, I think Carolina, they got the loss, but I think it's somewhat of a moral victory. I mean, at least you saw some promise from Bryce Young, what he can do, rally the troops in the game coming down from 14 points. He showed signs of promise, so hopefully they can build on that for the next year.
Geno Smith threw his second touchdown pass of the fourth quarter on a 5-yarder to Colby Parkinson with 57 seconds left. And the Seahawks more than kept their playoff hopes alive by beating the Tennessee Titans 20-17 Sunday with their second straight victory. The Seahawks could make the playoffs.
Yeah, no, that was a big win to keep their hopes alive. Tannehill came back. He looked decent, but just wasn't enough to get the win.
Will Levis, Titans starting quarterback, was out with a right ankle, sprained right ankle. So hopefully he'll come back next week because the Titans, well, they're out of the playoffs, so maybe they could play Tannehill for the rest of the season. Two more weeks, Dan, by the way. The Falcons, the Colts scored first with Jonathan Taylor's 1-yard touchdown run on a 13-play, 75-yard drive. However, the Falcons' balanced offense totaled 406 total yards. And Taylor Heinicke, you remember him?
Yeah.
Turnover-free leadership of quarterback led to the victory. They beat the Colts 29-10. Atlanta has something to talk about.
Yeah, no, I always liked Heinicke. I always thought he played hard, you know, made some good passes down the field. And, you know, this is a surprise win, I mean, especially for that margin. I mean, who knows? If Heinicke would have got the nod earlier in the year, maybe they could make a playoff run, but not the case.
Gardner Minshew, the Colts quarterback, completed 20 of 37 passes for 201 yards with one interception. Let's go on to the next game, the Florida Derby, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Victory improved their record to 8-7 after defeating the Jacksonville Jaguars 30-12 at Raymond James Stadium. Lawrence was not good. I think he had to leave for concussion protocol. But big win for Tampa. They are in position to clinch a third consecutive NFC title next week, Dan. How about that for Tampa?
Yeah, no, they're going to win the title. And, I mean, Baker Mayfield just playing great right now. I'm kind of happy for him coming from Cleveland, getting a second chance to show his skills down in Tampa. And he's got some weapons there. And, yeah, I think they're definitely going to win the division next week.
Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback backup C.J. Beathard came in the fourth quarter and had a 1-yard touchdown pass to Ridley in the closing minutes. The Miami Dolphins are in the path. They clinch a playoff berth after beating a over 500 Dallas Cowboys team 22-20. Jason Sanders, kicker of Miami, kicked his fifth field goal of the day, a 29-yarder as time expired, and the Dolphins secured a playoff berth win. Not the AFC East, maybe in 2 weeks. Miami's looking good. They beat Dallas on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, no, you had a good Christmas with Miami getting that win, but I think we all saw that coming. You know, the Cowboys and Dak just have issues in December. What are they, 0-2 now? So, you know, it's just going to be a topic of conversation until they start winning these big games here down the stretch.
Tua Tagovailoa threw for 293 yards and a touchdown. He connected with Tyreek Hill twice on the decisive drive, which covered 64 yards and took the final 3:27 off the clock. Hill, to break that record, he needs a little bit more yardage, but I know he's hurt, so give him a break. The Chicago Bears, Justin Fields, quarterback of the Bears, threw for a touchdown and ran for another score, and the Bears beat the Arizona Cardinals 27-16 on Sunday night. Tight end Cole Kmet, Dan, caught 4 passes for a career-high 107 yards despite missing the second half because of a knee injury. The Bears are monumental right now.
Yeah, no, I always liked Cole Kmet going to Notre Dame, big Notre Dame fan. He was great there, and glad to see he's shining in Chicago. And, you know, the Notre Dame's known for tight end U, and they got a good one there. And, you know, hopefully he can continue to do that for the Bears.
Kyler Murray threw for 230 yards and 2 touchdowns in the 6 games since his return from a torn ACL. Looking good. He's probably playing for that starting role in Arizona. We'll see what happens in the offseason. New England Patriots at the Denver Broncos. This is kind of of a rivalry-ish, maybe back when Brady played against Manning. But the Patriots, they come out of nowhere. They delivered a near-fatal blow for the Broncos' playoff hopes, which I read a couple of minutes ago, Russell Wilson might be benched for the last two games of the season. Patriots beat the Broncos 26-23 thanks to a field goal by a rookie kicker, Chad Ryland, with 2 seconds left in the game.
Yeah, that was a surprise win there, you know. So, yeah, it was interesting. I read that, too, on Russell Wilson. Who knows what's going on there, but it makes you wonder if they're completely sold on giving him the guaranteed deal and here in the next future. So that'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Yeah, it is a contractual issue. It's not because it will avoid to trigger guarantees in his contract next offseason. The Broncos are responsible for his $37 million salary before it comes fully guaranteed in March 2024. The money is currently guaranteed for injury only, according to NFL Network's Mike Garofalo. If you sit out, Wilson gives Denver financial flexibility and protection. Interesting. Well, kind of an awkward position for
but
both.
They're still in the playoff hunt too. That's what's kind of mind-blowing. So if you don't feel that Wilson is, you know, going to get you in the playoffs, then you sit him, I guess.
And you know why he's in the playoff hope? Because the Raiders beat the Chiefs on Christmas, 20-14. I didn't see it coming. Maybe Dan did. The Raiders won by taking advantage of two defensive touchdowns in a row and an aggressive mindset that shut down Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs struggled for most of the game, turned the ball over at crucial points. This will probably be one of my favorite games this past weekend. Your thoughts?
Yeah, the Chiefs got 99 problems and Taylor Swift ain't one. I mean, they got no receivers that can catch the ball. I mean, their defense is struggling. They couldn't – I mean, the Raiders didn't throw a pass for, like, the last three quarters, and they could not come out with the win. I mean, you can see the frustration building up with Kelce throwing his helmet. Mahomes is yelling at the linemen after he just bought them all golf carts for Christmas. I mean, he's getting those repoed right now as we speak because they couldn't block for him. I mean, they're just – they've got issues. But give it up to the Raiders and the game plan that they went with, and that coach needs to be brought back next year for sure.
He's playing for he's coaching for a contract.
Yep.
Raiders quarterback Aiden O'Connell had 205 net yards. Good good experience. I saw Garoppolo warming up. I thought he was going to play.
Yeah, that I mean, if they I think they could have, I mean, if they needed a spark to get, if they needed to pass down the field, but they didn't really need to do that cuz the defensive touchdowns kind of sealed the deal for him.
Congrats to Raiders still have playoff hopes, Dan. If they win out, and I think they needed to have some other teams lose. So good for them. That organization needed a turnaround, and we'll see what happens. Things are getting a little bit spicy up in the last 2 weeks, as it should, right?
Yep.
Jalen Hurts scored on the tush push that gave him the NFL record for the most rushing touchdowns by a quarterback in a season, and he threw for 301 yards and a touchdown to lead the Eagles past the New York Giants 33-25 on Monday night. The Eagles' victory gave them a one-game lead in the NFC East. It was not an easy win by the Eagles, Dan, but they got it done.
Yeah, they do, and that's just it. I mean, they seem to just be getting it done, and you have questions the last month and a half. You know, I think we're comparing them to the way they were last year, and it's just not the case as of now.
That's correct.
In order for them to make a strong push in the playoffs, I mean, they're definitely going to have to start playing a little better offensively and defensively.
Tommy DeVito was replaced by Tyrod Taylor. He connected with Darius Slayton for 69-yard score late in the fourth that made it 30-25. Do you think this is the end of DeVito's saga?
I mean, it's kind of a story, you know, that you had the Dobbs story that you think he was going to be MVP pan, and then you got, you know, DeVito, you think he's the guy, and then it just crash and burn, you know, in a couple weeks. That's why you just got to see how it plays out. And hopefully Flacco just continues on the upward stride and he doesn't crash.
Flacco's the best QB2 in the league right now?
Yeah.
We can say that. We can say that. The new MVP candidate, as Dan mentioned, MVP candidate is Lamar Jackson. Threw for two touchdown passes in a span of 18 seconds in the third quarter, and the Ravens intercepted Brock Purdy four times in 33-19 victory over the San Francisco 49ers. claiming I think Ravens are the best team in the NFL right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They claim that, and, you know, it was a little bit of a disappointment game. Everyone was talking about this primetime game. It was going to be down the wire, and it just really didn't come to that. Purdy threw too many picks. I mean, three of them were tip balls. I mean, not completely his fault, but they still count as four interceptions, and they just couldn't get it going. And Lamar Jackson is just so explosive, making plays with his legs, receivers down the field. Flowers is good. I mean, this team is just clicking on all cylinders. And yeah, I would say that they're the favorites for sure for the Super Bowl.
It was in Levi Stadium. It was in Baltimore.
Yeah.
It was in Levi Stadium. This shows a lot. This is going to be a big threat. If they mean the Super Bowl, that's the only time they could ever face. But definitely San Francisco can still hold that title as the best team in the NFC. At least.
Just a side note, the Browns did beat the Ravens. They lost to them, but they beat them.
So, when was this? What week was this?
They lost big earlier in the year, and then they beat them. I forget what week. So, they beat the Ravens and the 49ers. So.
Wow. Well, there you go. That is a stat we need to look at. If Browns make the playoffs, they could spoil someone. Perhaps.
I think the two teams that no one wants to play right now or in the playoffs, I think, would be the Rams and the Browns and the Bills, probably three teams.
Yeah, those teams are pretty pretty tough, dark horses perhaps. Let's look at the playoff picture. Ravens clinched, Miami clinched this past week. I think, Ravens clinched a week ago. Miami clinched this week. NFC, obviously, the San Francisco 49ers have clinched. Eagles. Detroit clinched yesterday. Cowboys clinched, I think. I think it was a week ago or this past weekend. I don't remember. And in the hunt, we got obviously an AFC Chiefs not looking good. As Dan said, the wide receiver problem is still a problem. Taylor Swift's probably an issue as well. Then you got the Jaguars. Lawrence is pretty banged up. Has never missed a game to start. So we'll see what happens there. The Browns are looking good. They're climbing up. They got a game Thursday. They'll probably get out in the hunt and clinching it. I think that's how the math works. Then you got the Buffalo Bills, which they're looming big with that Miami Dolphin game in 2 weeks. Indianapolis Colts are still alive, believe it or not. Bucks, I think they're going to make it. And the Rams, oof, tough. Seahawks, tough. Dan, let's look on the bubble. Houston.
Yeah, I think I saw a stat that there was like 10 teams still in the hunt in the AFC. I mean, it's just maybe more than that, 10 or 11, I think. 12,
which we'll see on the bubble. Texas needs CJ Stroud back.
Yeah.
I don't care about Davis Mills and his miraculous thing last year. No, they need him today. The Bengals, Jake Browning looking good, but they got a one out. Got the Steelers turning around. It might be. I mean, if they finish a strong season and not make the playoffs, maybe Tomlin stays. I don't know. What's the benchmark for them this year? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to go that route to get rid of Tomlin. I really don't. I mean, it becomes spoiled. I mean, they've won for so long and they've had a couple bad years, mediocre years, and I think they're going to stick it out with him regardless. Yeah.
And if they show a good showing, Mason Rudolph. Hey, Rudolph might be the guy.
Yeah.
Not Pickett.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think the Pickett experiment is over. I don't think they're completely sold on him. I mean, how could you be? I mean, after switching to Rudolph and you look like, you know, your offense is clicking and you haven't shown that much offense all year combined. I mean, between all the games than you did in one game. I mean, so it'd be a hard move to go off of him.
We'll see what happens. Then you got the Raiders. They're looking good. They're a juggernaut right now with the coach and also the O'Connell quarterback. He's doing good. The Broncos, I think they're out. I think now Russell Wilson being benched. I'm not sure who's the backup for that, but I think they're out. Sad, good and sad story. I mean, they had a bad start, but had a good middle of the season. But then they just couldn't beat the Patriots in Denver of all places. They got Minnesota. Obviously, they're dealing with Nick Mullins. Not sure about that. Packers, I think that they may have a shot. New Orleans, they're in the bubble as well. Atlanta, I think they're making some strides. And the Bears. But, Dan, which of these teams do you think might make it out of this bubble?
I think the Steelers probably have a good shot if they can win out. I think the Browns will beat the Bengals. the final week. I think if Stroud isn't completely healthy, I think that hurts the Texans, and the Raiders. I mean, that would be a neat story if that somehow that they can win out, get some help and get in.
Hey, beating Kansas City, I'll give that coach a permanent position. I mean, that's a tough place to play. Very hostile environment. I actually watched the Nickelodeon version. I'm not sure if you did, but that was
No,
pretty
no.
good, actually. They make things more interesting and more engaging. But we're gonna preview week 17, Thursday Night Football. This is a game that Dan's been looking at for the past couple hours. The Browns will seek their fourth consecutive victory in a trip to a postseason when they open week 17 this season. Cleveland, which has appeared in the playoffs since just once since 2002, is coming off a 36-22 victory at Houston, which we talked about. The Jets squandered a 20-point lead against Washington, but they came back and won. This Thursday, Dan, give us a preview, and who do you think will win?
Yeah, no, I think the energy is just going to be crazy. I mean, in Cleveland, I'm sitting in the dog pound, so I got to get my barking going, but yeah, no, I think the Browns, I mean, they play so good at home, particularly their defense. I mean, their defense just revs on the energy of the crowd, and I think they're going to be able to force a turnover or two. Simeon's starting for the Jets for what's his name? Still in concussion.
Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson.
Yeah, it's gonna be
So I
Trevor
think,
Siemian.
yeah. And I think Flacco has a big game again, with Amari Cooper. I think, he keeps that connection going with, a deep couple deep balls down the field. I think they'll, try to get the running game established a little bit more this week. But it's interesting. I don't know. We didn't, our kicker, our Hopkins got hurt last game, so we didn't have a field goal kicker for like the whole game. He was running down and pulled a
Yes,
hamstring, so we
Dustin
had to go for
Hopkins. He's
two.
week to
Yeah,
week.
week to week. So they signed a kicker. I forget, he's
Riley
pretty good,
Patterson.
Riley. Yeah, Patterson. He's I guess pretty good. So hopefully.
And a punter problem, too.
Yeah, no, they signed a punter because our punter. I mean, this team is a team of all backup. I mean, it's hard to believe that they have 10 wins with all the injuries. I mean, they're playing with the makeshift offensive line. I think every lineman's a backup except one. I mean, it's just true, unbelievable what they've been able to adapt to with to adversity and continue to hunt and grind down the stretch here to make a playoff push.
Yes, Hunter Corey Burquez had a quad injury, and the team is signing veteran Matt Hack as insurance. So Corey could play, but we got Matt warming up in the bench, and of course, kicking situation, which is very important. A lot of these games are won by kicking,
Oh,
so
yeah, exactly.
you need to have a good kicker in line. Also, this could be a revenge game for Joe Flacco versus his former team with the Jets. So some storylines going on here for
No,
this
yeah,
Thursday.
absolutely. Yeah, it's gonna be a fun night in Cleveland.
I got the Browns winning. I don't see the Jets winning. I mean, they got nothing to play for. I got Trevor Siemian starting. Also Aaron Rodgers said that the team was the one that put him in IR or something like that. Wasn't his decision or something like that, but he's not gonna come back and play either way. So
No.
anyways, that's week 16. It was a great weekend of games, pretty exciting. I had a good time watching them. Like Dan and I were talking about before the show started, the NFL beats the NBA again in ratings. I mean, you just can't beat football over basketball. That's just how it is. So, great games by the NFL. Three games on Christmas. That's a lot. Maybe
Oh,
one, but that was like magnificent. Anyways, Dan, what's the best way to reach you online? Hey, Dan, do you tailgate before a Browns game?
Danimal 2478 on X, or you could reach me at Dan Madden on Facebook. I'll be posting pictures tomorrow from First Energy Stadium in Cleveland. I'll be there early afternoon, so it should be an electric time for sure.
That's smart. For any football game, you gotta get there like
Yeah.
4 hours before.
Yeah, right.
Traffic's hectic. You just never know. And then,
Yeah,
of course, you could,
exactly.
chill with
Yeah.
the other fans,
Yep.
get some bratwurst or
Oh,
whatever you
yeah.
like to eat, and
Yep.
enjoy it in Cleveland. It's probably gonna be cold tonight, isn't it? I mean, cold and blue.
Yeah, no, a little warmer than I'd hoped. Low's only going to be about 40. No rain, so it shouldn't be too bad. It's on the lake, so it should feel a little colder than that, but at least there's no snow. So,
Man, I haven't felt this excitement since LeBron James winning the NBA championship.
exactly.
So
Yeah.
we'll see what happens. You can
Yep.
reach us at thesportscast.net, our website, or the sportscast1 on X and Instagram. We'll be tweeting on the game probably tomorrow night. And of course, I'll be back Friday with Ryan Chris coming back from vacations and give us an NBA update and also NFL Week 17 preview. A lot going on. We'll probably know who won the game. The Browns. There's never be a postponement. There's no snowstorm or anything.
Yeah.
Well, NFL plays through snowstorms. They don't stop for anything. Only lightning is the only time
Exactly.
where they pause games. But anyways, Ryan, it's been a gorgeous Christmas week. I hope the Browns win and have a good time at the game
Yep.
tomorrow.
All right. We'll see you later.
This was your update.